of the most distinctive sounds in rock and roll, there's no doubt. That's The Clash with the title track of London Calling on Rockline. I'm Bob Coburn. Your numbers to call are toll-free, 800-421-3222. Collect in California, 213-520-5000. We're with Mick Jones and Joe Strummer of The Clash on Rockline now. We take another call from Rockford, Illinois, listening to DeKalb's WDEK. We have Lynn. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hello.
Hello. Joe, I was reading a while ago in a Chicago Tribune an article about you. And you said you felt like a failure. I didn't really understand what you meant by that.
Felt like a what?
A failure.
Oh, but it said something else.
You failure, Joe.
No,
here's the failure.
Yeah, you know.
Do you remember saying that, Joe?
Not really, but I can imagine it's true.
Why would it be true?
Well, I don't know. I just feel dispirited sometimes. You know, it's hard to keep grinning.
Even with everything that you have going for you, what is it that holds you back?
Well, I don't know. It's just wears you down, I guess.
Well, you took how long did you take off? You took about 3 weeks off from the band, didn't you?
Well, it's more like a month in Paris, yeah.
And just did it because, well, you had to do it really for your own health, I guess, huh? As far as keeping it together.
Yeah, for your mental health, you know.
Exactly, yeah. And a month in Paris apparently put you right back into feeling great again because you're back in full swing without a doubt.
Yeah, it did for a couple of days.
We'll take another call. Listening in Jersey to New York's WPLJ, which is where Mick and Joe are right now at the WPLJ studios. We're hooked up via the satellite, so there may be a bit of delay, so, you know, keep that in mind. We have Greg listening to PLJ. Hi.
Hi, Joe and Mick. First of all, I'd like you to say I saw you at the pier in New York, and I think you're unbelievable. I'll be there. I'll be at Shea Stadium to see you.
And okay. What row are you going to be in?
What row?
I forgot what row. And also, the question is, I'd like to know, I read somewhere that you were very anti-drugs, and I'd like you to sort of elaborate on that for me.
Well, we just don't think it's a way of life to get dedicated to, you know. We don't think that we have to be happening. We have to be shambling around, really stoned out of it all the time.
But didn't exactly that happen with one of the members of The Clash?
Well, I think it did, but he's no longer with us. And
it's happened to all of us, mate.
Yeah, I think he's got his problem under control.
And apparently you do, too, for the others that it has happened to. We'll play another song now from your latest LP, Combat Rock, trying to get in as many phone calls as we can, and also the great music by The Clash, too. This is Rock the Casbah on Rock Line.